Goshen.
That's me.
What are you guys up to?
Walking to a boat.
I'm frustratedly running slowly so Orlok can keep up with me.
So it takes you guys a little bit to get the merchant district. The city's in an uproar. Guards are everywhere. Street corners trying to calm down masses. Riots in the streets. The southern quarter seems to be completely alight. As you guys approach the merchant district, you see the biggest showing of guards. So far, this is the only area without riots.
Hmm.
Not only do you see just plain guards, you see some in more colorful outfits with swords, helms. You know, they looked at maybe private guards, private militia. There are no ships at dock, but there is one that you see going down the waterway.
Shit.
Goshen. Roll perception, please.
Yes. Come on. Fucking, I have... All right, look. Look, it's a 9, and that's really frustrating because I have a +6.
You can barely make out the titling on the back, but what really gives it away are the red sails.
I think that's our boat. I'm just like squinting at the text, and Ordok's like, fucking idiot, look.
Big red sails.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk up to one of the guards and just like grab him by the shoulder and say, the Order of Thaum needs that boat. Can we shut down the dock? Now.
I need papers.
We don't have any time. I'll get them to you.
You know how many people have come here saying they're from Thaum?
I pull out my symbol.
Point at his fucking glowing armor. Like,
close the dock!
He just sees us bellowing after bellowing. Close the dock! Stop that ship!
I say, what's your name, son?
Simon.
All right, I'll get papers to you.
Good work.
You better.
And he's like, what the fuck am I saying?
I'm just going to like stop.
You better get me papers.
I take like 3 steps and he says, you better, and I just stop. I'm just going to look back at him.
It's like, oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
You can see that they're pulling up. The river through the center of the city was kind of erected. It's not a natural forming river in the slightest. It is made specifically for goods to come in and out of the city that can close both ends and lock ships in for numerous reasons. One of the things they have in here are various dams that they can bring up and block flow completely. It stops the ship. They're able to, you know, do signals down the waterway, and the ship is pretty much stopped by a large like pieces of timber coming up and stopping the ship.
Ooh.
And you just hear a little bit of like not cracking, but more of a thud.
As we're walking to it, I'm just going to look at Goshen and be like, how do you want to play this?
Can you distract them?
I mean, I can make a fuss.
This would be more of a Jensen thing, but I'm not exactly unstealthy. I might be able to slip on board and see, find what we need.
Should have brought the fucking bag. Did I bring the bag, John?
No, you wouldn't have brought the bag. I think it's still with Talmor. Actually, go ahead, roll me, just a flat d20. Roll me luck.
16.
You had the bag.
Ooh. Oh. And so like, oh, well, here you go.
Thanks. I'll take the bag.
It's empty. There's nothing inside.
Good. Hopefully there will be Goliath arms in it soon. You could play the Thaum card. Worst case scenario, I can probably steal the arms.
From aboard the ship, you just hear yelling, why are we being stopped?
Yep, that seems like a you thing. Have fun.
So the thing that stopped them, like, how can I get onto the ship? Do we have to like pop out like some sort of dock, or can I walk around onto the thing that stopped them?
So what stopped them is pretty much two large, probably about 4 feet in diameter timbers just rise out of the water, and it kind of stops it on either side. They're able to throughout the waterway. There's just like little boarding ladders that they're able to just pull up and slide onto the ship.
I'll have some of the like dock people say, I need to get on that boat.
And they're kind of going to look at each other and then look at the few guards behind, and among them is Simon. He's just going to nod.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
and you're going to slide it on, and you can just see it that coming onto like the edge of the ship is probably the captain. He's got like a couple of like fancy insignias on him. There better be a damn good explanation for this.
Captain, look, I'm really sorry. I'm going to be as quick as I can. I'm from the Order of Thaum. Obviously, this isn't true, but someone reported that you were smuggling someone out as responsible for the start of the plague, so I just need to do a cursory little check, and then you'll be on your way in a few minutes.
Roll me deception.
That was so good.
That's very good.
You have inspiration.
Ooh.
For the first time in 2 years.
For being the only one to ever take notes. In the 2 years we've been doing a podcast.
Wow, those are 2 13s.
Huh. All right.
It's a 15.
Normally 13 is a bad number. Yeah. He's like, if you can tell me who they are, I'll kill them for you.
I don't think they're actually on the ship. I just need to put my eyeballs on it and get you on your way.
Fine. He's not shut to the crew. Help out the priest. Give him anything he needs.
Goshen, where are you? Have you, like, gone stealthy, or...
See, that's what I'm wondering right now. John, the way everything's going right now, is there somewhere where I could kind of, like, maybe slip away? Even if I have to go through the water, is there, like, a you know, a portcullis or something that's open that I could get into? You know what I'm saying?
Kind of get into the ship stealthily? Yeah.
Hit this from...
I mean,
prompts.
The other way we could play this is, like, here's my buddies, gonna help look.
And...
Yeah, I kind of thought you were still with Ordok. Yeah.
And worst case scenario, I could be the person that they're smuggling out of the ship. You know what I mean? I'm the guy. You just capture me.
Fuck!
That's a 9 again. Fucking, like, belly flop into the water.
What was that? Jensen. I think you probably caught up by now. And you obviously see Goshen belly flopping into the water.
What is he doing?
Do you walk up behind me or anything?
Yeah, I guess I would.
As I'm talking to the captain, I just glance back and be like, here's my associate. He's going to make this double time.
Yes, I will. And I don't know what's going on.
So I'm just going to walk on board.
I'm going to follow his lead.
Come on, Frankie. Let's go look for this smuggle guy.
Right.
So, yeah, no, the captain is, like, yelling at people, move! Get out of their way! Goshen flopping.
Yeah.
I'd say you're able to find, like, the chain for the anchor.
Okay.
They went ahead and lowered it in case the timbers come down.
All right.
So you're able to... But a couple of people are kind of just staring at you, like on like the waterway, like, what the fuck is going on?
Are they wearing guard outfits?
No.
Then fuck them. I'm going up the chain.
Side note, off to the sides, a couple of guards. He's probably with the clan. I mean, where else would you find a blue monkey? He looks a little, are you sure he's a monkey? He could be a dog. He is a little shaggy. So you see that they have crates, barrels. It's full of supplies, whether it's wheat seeds. You see a couple of just like bins of outfits. It looks like they came directly from the Southern Kingdom.
I'm going to look at Jensen and say, can you do your thing and figure out what's in these crates?
I'll kind of like pretend to be checking crates and stuff every so often. But I'm checking every single one with my hand. I'm like running my hand along the barrel or the crate or whatever and trying to find something that seems arm-shaped, I guess.
You come across a crate that is obviously, well, not to you, but obviously labeled rations. But inside you feel a very metallic signal coming off of it.
There's like probably crewmen with us watching us, right?
Probably one or two, yes.
I'm going to pause in the crate. Do they seem like they get nervous?
Not so much, actually. They seem pretty calm and collected.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open it.
Inside, you happen to find, it looks like it's like full grains kind of just tied together, but a few inches down, you come across, it looks as though it is a various assortment of gear mail.
Do I see him open a crate?
Oh, yeah.
Frankie, we're looking for a person, not stuff in crates. And I'm going to look over at the crewmen that are down here and be like, look, we're looking for someone who doesn't belong in the ship. It'd be easier if you could get out of our peripheral and head back upstairs.
Roll me another deception. Actually, no, that is persuasion. Roll me persuasion.
14.
Sorry. If you need anything, just call.
Give a shout. We'll be out of here quick.
And they're heading right back upstairs.
Goshen, are you here?
That's a good question. How far am I?
You're probably a level below them.
All right. I don't know what they want from me, so I'm going to keep looking for metallic arms that are going to fit my friend.
I'm going to tell Jensen, Goshen has the bag of holding. See if you can find some arms, and I will find Goshen.
Yes, we're going to find some appropriate arms, or at least hope there's some in there.
So inside here is a variety of items, but they don't seem Goliath size, but they seem to form a full, lack of a better word, skeleton. Two arms, two legs, a torso.
You can replace a torso?
Who the fuck is the T-1000 on this ship?
They have a Terminator? Can you put my head on a Terminator body?
No.
Is it in pieces?
It is in pieces.
Take it.
Is it a better leg than I have?
Well, if I can get the legs in a backpack, I'll take... Or not the legs, the arms. If I can get the arms in a backpack, I'll take the arms.
They're not quite Goliath size, but they're pretty decent.
Okay. Do I find Goshen?
Yeah, he's not that hard to find.
He's gonna be like, Goshen, come on, we've found a box.
Oh, okay. Bye. Follow you.
Keep looking. Maybe I don't want T-Rex arms.
I mean, we'll just take all of it, and then, because we have the bag of holding, just shove it all in there and keep looking.
Always, and you know, it's good to have spares.
I'll set the lid back on top while I'm waiting for them to come back. Mm-hmm. And I'll just go and check some other boxes, see if they're smuggling anything. See if there's anything that doesn't fit the label with my senses.
Roll me an investigation.
A label you can't read.
Oh, that's a good point. I can't read the label.
Nope.
I guess I'm just looking for something interesting.
Uh-huh.
17.
You come across a barrel. And inside, it seems to be full, like, it's labeled some...
Something, who knows.
Weird symbols. Yeah, who knows? But it's a liquid. You're kind of sloshing around, but you're hearing jangling.
Put your hand in it. What
yeah, I'll roll up my sleeve and stick my hand in there. I don't know. I'll stick a finger in there first. Just make sure it's, like, not acid or something.
It has a very fruity smell to it.
That's probably perfume.
And inside are two large gear mail arms.
Ooh, what?
Beautiful.
They're going to smell real nice.
I guess I'll pull those out.
They look to be about the appropriate size, but they smell horrible.
Oh, it's not like perfume. Okay.
No.
It's a bad kind of smell. Missed that part. Well, good. He can match the rest of them.
Fuck you.
Give him a shout in 4 weeks. Been in a bag of holding.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, I guess I'll take those and bring them
toss them in the bag, and we should get out of here.
You guys are, yeah, you're all back together. So what have you taken into the bag?
The entire set that we found before? Just take it all.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the two extra arms.
And the two big arms.
Am I going to?
Okay.
Am I the stowaway then?
No, we're not going to find anybody.
Oh, okay. I'll just hop in the bag.
Sure.
Yeah. I go in the bag. I don't have to breathe. I can stay in there fucking forever, so.
You're a weird kind of genie.
We're good, unless there's anything else you think we need.
I didn't find anything else that was valuable.
All right, let's bounce out of here. Try to put that lid back on as best you can.
Okay, just set it on top.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm going to make a sort of... like a big show of coming upstairs, like, this is so stupid. And just walk up and be like, thanks, fucking bureaucracy, you know?
Oh, bloody bastard. I understand you there, brother.
Yeah, get the hell out of here, man, while you still can before they close this shit down.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good one.
Anchors up! And as you guys kind of get off the ship, they're going to lower the timbers. And you're just going to see them just sink to the water. Anchors coming up, and the ship is just going to slowly start moving back down the waterway.
So I'm going to grab the bag of holding and hold the top of it for a second and look at Orduk. Now the Goshen's gone. Do you think he's a little shifty?
Like sometimes. He is a little peculiar, yeah.
Sometimes he's just a little, it's like a little, it's in the eyes. He's a little shifty.
Yeah. Do you ever catch him just like staring off and like you're pretty sure he's either thinking about killing somebody or just like dinner?
Wait, do other people not do that? Anyways, let him out.
I'm arm wrestling the gear mail and the pocket dimension.
You're letting him out in broad daylight?
Oh.
Nah, let's get out of this district.
I'd get out of the docks. I don't care if it's a broad daylight, but as long as we're out of the docks.
Yeah.
Yeah, out you go.
I need one Goshen, please.
He pops right out.
I tumble. I try to tumble gracefully.
Throw me athletics, or acrobatics.
This is also a +6. A 15.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you nail the dismount.
The superhero landing.
The judges on the side wave tens in the air. You're set. Yeah.
Well, that was easier. It didn't do much, but, you know, let's go help our friend.
You took one for the team and jumped in the river, so there's that.
Yeah, I should probably bathe.
Anybody else need to do anything? Should we just head back?
Let's swing a little south just to check on things.
Oh, that's
before
actually
we get there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I just want to see how bad the fire got and if it's still going.
There is still smoke in the air. So as you guys kind of approach the crowd's and narrow section, it's spread. It's spread quite a bit. A nice wind came in and blew some debris over. Apparently some fire that was across from the theater kind of spread a couple of buildings over there.
What about the building I dropped Talmor on originally?
Gone.
Shit. Okay.
Those weren't irreplaceable books. It's fine.
Yeah.
You see where the theater was is now a large gaping hole.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
That's weird.
What the fuck happened here?
I don't know.
I was going to come back and check for bodies, but...
Well, when you say large gaping hole, like how far of a large gaping hole?
It pretty much would... If you're like looking at it from Google view,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's the entirety of the theater, most of the road and both buildings on either side of it and towards the back of it. A perfect circle from a little in the back of the theater.
Cool. Cool.
It goes down probably about two full floors, maybe 20 feet deep. A little off-centered.
That's probably not good, but I don't... What the fuck, man?
Is there any, like, debris? Or is it just, like, a perfectly, like, whoop, a circle?
Perfect circle.
Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, good plan.
So it takes you guys a little bit of time to head back to the Arcane District. You guys kind of done in the crowds?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as you guys are passing through the districts... All out commotion. The Redeemer District is kind of sort of on your way. You can see that there is a large crowd outside of a large cathedral. You continuing?
I'm just going to chuckle and keep moving on.
After about maybe another 20, 30 minutes, you guys get back to the Arcane District and the tower. There are still a number of gray cloaks. No students, no wizards, no mages, nothing outside. It seems as though everyone is contained inside the tower. Business?
Yes.
What is your business?
Oh, we are here to see the library.
Reason?
We have medical supplies.
He's kind of look you up and down. Thumb. Head inside. Inside, up the stairs, back, and you guys are reunited with a very emotional Talmor.
It's okay, bud.
All we found were gnome hands.
Is Elray down here or up here?
She is. She is has been kind of checking him out.
I said we got some crystals and a couple of arms. That should be the right size.
You want me to perform that surgery on him?
Mm-hmm. Ideally.
He's not fully recovered from whatever the fuck happened to him earlier.
How you feeling, fine. Buddy? I'm good.
He's very.
Let's do this.
He's very tough.
Give me arms.
Super tough. He'll be okay.
Fine. Give me the crystals.
Talmor, don't die on us.
Mm-hmm.
Just a precaution. I'm going to need to be strapped down.
That's a good call.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know unconsciously that I could control myself, and I don't want to swing into a rage while you're doing surgery, so hold me down.
So they're going to strap you down, and as they're strapping you down, Ava's going to kind of stand at your head. She's a little bit shorter than the table, and just kind of place her hand on your head, and this green light is going to go around her hand again, and you're just going to feel...
Oh, that feels super nice.
Peaceful.
That's nice.
You might want to bite down on this. And Elray is going to put just like a leather strap in your mouth. This is going to hurt.
Yeah, that's fine. I have a thing with pain. It's going to be okay.
All right. So she's going to pretty much... She's got this weird-shaped device. Ordok's seen this before. Place a crystal in it and kind of put it over your stump. Ordok, can I borrow your ball peen hammer?
Yikes.
I think role playing wise, unless you just want me to continuously scream, probably just knock me out and we'll just say that I pass out for this.
Okay, Jensen.
Unless you want me to continuously scream.
You ready? I'm gonna hover my hand above Talmor's face. Simultaneous monk punch. We got this.
That's fine. 3, 2, 1. Oh yeah, you get punched from both sides right in the temple and you're just
dead.
Out. Ava's just gonna kinda nod and just keep her hand on you.
I will hand my hammer over.
So she's gonna position this. The crystal is kinda just gonna the tip of it is gonna pierce Talmor's skin slightly. And she's going to go, fine, and whack. And you're just going to see a little bit of blood start to go down onto the table. And she's just still pounding at the end of this device.
This isn't surgery. You just hammer in the crystal.
You got to be very precise.
You were knocked out when I did this to you. This is the best we can do on short notice.
This is obscene.
Which is why when we did to you, you were knocked out.
Well,
yours wasn't much cleaner than this.
It's fine.
And she's going to stop and kind of look at you. Cauterize the wound.
They pull out the big hammer.
And she's going to look at the small hammer, look at the big one. Really? You gave me this. You could have given me that.
He's got an even bigger
You asked for the ball peen specifically.
I didn't know you had that hammer.
I'm going to ask Iron Flame if he's got anything left. A little bit of heat.
We're burning someone both, so I always have space for that.
Perfect. Not too much, though. Just need to stop this bleeding.
I can't make it worse.
No.
You're no fun. Fine. Okay, then, yes. Can I have a fire tonight?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products for gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of other great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products. And while you're over there, add something to your cart because our listeners are now receiving an enormous 25% off discount when you enter the code DOD25. That's DOD25 at checkout. So as always, we want to say thanks a bunch to Easy Roller and thank you all for listening.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOODICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
Okay. And he's just gonna, you're gonna feel like a little heat and just blood's gonna boil on the skin and just cauterize the wound.
We've addressed that Ordok talks to his hammer, right? Because we all just fucking saw that. Like, okay.
Same thing on the other side. She's gonna hammer this crystal into Talmor's flesh, and then cauterize the wound. And now he's Stumpy McStumperson with two random little blue things sticking out.
Are they asymmetrical?
No. That's what the device was for, is to line it up perfectly with the joint and all the magical nerve endings that exist in Fantasy Worlds.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
I'm going to hand her one of the big arms and one of the little arms.
Don't you do it.
They're both left-handed.
Hey, wait, real quick. if I can have General Grievous arms, can we make me Goro? And put the little arms down a little bit further and have forearms.
That is crazy weird.
Please? Please? If I roll a natural 20, can I have it right now?
Just say no.
I'm going to roll this
dice.
If you
roll a natural 20, I'll actually consider it.
So just say no,
come
John.
Come on, baby.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
No.
Damn.
Normal, non-grievous-y arms.
Fuck. This is no fun.
We'll find upgrades. It's all right.
I give her the appropriate arms.
So she's taking them and pretty much grafting them onto the stumps, on locking the crystal into place. Just these large, very similar to Ordok's leg, strips of some kind of metal. Runes kind of inscribed on the metal themselves. Joints are there. These, give me just a perception roll, Jensen.
8, I'm not paying attention.
Solid.
If you were to find like a black market price for these things, at least a couple, maybe 30,000-40,000 gold for the arms alone, because there's multiple joints, fingers. Ordok's leg is minute compared to this.
Get good, bitch.
So is Ordok's just like an ankle joint, basically?
Oh, no, it's like below the knee, so he just has the ankle joint.
Right, it's just the ankle joint, like no articulating toes, really.
Nope.
Nice.
just something to walk on. This has actual.
What about those other the other hands? Are they as nice?
Yes, the pretty much if you were considered a full body,
didn't we take it above the leg because Helen was being a dick or above the knee?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
You're right. We did. So he has two simple joints.
That's right.
Two simple. Yes. Yes. My apologies. Two simple joints. The body parts you found are fully articulate.
What the fuck does a torso look like?
It's like, got nipples on it.
Well, no, like, how does it replace, like, what's the purpose of it? Does it replace organs?
Who knows? We'll ask Ellen a second, I guess. You know, when she's not busy doing surgery.
that's true.
So she's pretty much linking up everything to the arms, to the crystals. You see the crystals are giving off a slight glow. The runes starting to light up and slowly go down the arms.
I would say give it a few days, but I know you.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
That's what I figured.
We've basically got till tomorrow. Yeah,
after all, we're going to the church. How bad could it be?
She's going to just look dead straight at Orduk.
You're going to the church.
That is where we need to go, yes. I've got some business.
I can't stop you, can I?
Nope.
She's gonna chuckle slightly.
Thom be with you.
You've seen what he's done to the Order.
You think you can do better?
I know I can.
Don't become him. Do not seek power out.
I don't want the power. He's corrupted and twisted it.
I won't be here in the morning.
You don't have to run. The city will stand tomorrow.
Half the city's on fire, the other is infected. I've done what I could.
There's a place for you here, if you want it.
I don't belong here. I've never belonged here. But thank you.
Do we still have the sending stones?
Yes. Oh, I believe one of them was in the bag, wasn't
one
it?
One was.
The other, yeah, yeah.
We have a sending stone.
Yeah, no.
You're in the Arcanum. Have Ava just magic them now.
Before you leave, stop by. I want to make sure that you have a way to communicate if you need to.
Where will you be staying?
That's a good fucking question.
The church.
Maybe here? Hopefully? I don't know. Everything's on fire.
They will be staying here. I can procure space for them.
That's Ava, by the way. Kind of just hand on Talmor looking up like, seriously? Children? Really? I'm older than you and I can see what's happening.
Just kiss her already!
Kiss the girl, you got to kiss the girl.
Kiss the girl.
You were hunting the syndicate, right?
I'm sorry, can you say that?
You were hunting the syndicate members, right?
Better or worse, they gave me a paycheck, but that was about it.
Do you have any more information? Hideouts? Contacts?
Are you saying this openly?
And
she's kind of going to look around the room a little bit.
I've got a few notes of where I would meet people and when. They sent me some messages.
Can I have them?
Are you going to do what I think you're going to do?
I'm going to make sure that nobody even remembers the syndicate existed.
Gladly.
What's that stealth check I just saw?
Don't worry about it.
So
it's a 20.
As Elray kind of turns to go, she's going to stumble slightly towards Orduk. Orduk, roll me a dexterity save, please.
He tripped. classic.
Well done, sir. Well done.
There it is. Second chance.
Now, the way... Now, as she's falling, everyone feels like a weird breeze come out of nowhere, and she spins slightly in the air and falls into Ordok's open arms.
Oh, you're all assholes. I don't think you would do anything. That's the thing.
Stand her up. There you go.
Happened.
There
it is. Perfect.
It's all right.
Like, seriously, though.
Just kind of face palm.
Would she do anything?
That's
at this
the real
point?
Question.
Yeah, so I'll catch her and just be like, whoa, easy.
Thank you. I'll be by later tonight.
It's okay. Right, her back up.
Talmor has both arms attached. El Rey is leaving. Goshen is all smiles.
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Jensen is probably pretty happy with how things turned out in terms of him getting a little more information than he anticipated.
It's still the same day that Helen died, though, so...
This is true. Ordok doesn't quite know what these emotions are.
I mean, like, she remade the Red Death.
Yeah, there's still that.
True, but she also made the cure.
Yeah, but, you know.
Evens out, right?
One track mind.
Yeah.
It is pretty late in the evening. Talmor still completely knocked out. What are you guys going to do?
Before I head to a room, I'm going to ask Ava if there's a shop or anything in this in the Arcanum that I could pick up a pair of sending stones.
Yes, I kind of... Hold on. She's going to kind of reach in her pocket, jingle around, and just start taking the randomest shit you've ever seen. A small, just like a to-go box of some kind of food. A couple of odds and ends, a bolt for some ungodly reason. A pipe. Kind of digging in a little bit more. A jacket she's going to pull out, and then inside the jacket, she's going to take the jacket's pockets. And inside there are, she's going to pull out like probably about 7 stones and start trying to look at them, pairing. After about maybe a good 10, 15 minutes, she hands you 2 matching sending stones.
What happens when you put a bag of holding inside a bag of holding?
Bad things.
Okay, just checking. Thanks.
Why?
Morbid curiosity.
Before the planes reopened, instant death. Now it's a gateway?
Wait, what?
Where?
Material, weird plane together, boom, gateway some fucking way. I'm not quite sure. Bad things happen.
Can I get a pocket of holding stitched into my trousers? Is that a thing I can do?
No. Considering what you just asked me, no.
I just assumed the coat also had a pocket of holding that was already in your pocket of holding.
I'm not an idiot. I might look 12, but I'm not an idiot.
It's okay. Thanks for the stones.
And be smart, boy.
I don't have any options left. There's only one play to make here.
So she never really gave you guys rooms, bunks here in the area?
I want to go to my bunk as well. John, I'd like to meditate. And kind of like really focus, or try as hard as I can to like focus in on this staff for once.
Oh yeah, I need to find a fire at some point.
So there's actually a fireplace at the end of this room.
I'm just going to go chuck the hammer in there and leave it overnight.
Whee!
What exactly are you doing, Goshen?
I want to see if I can find or feel like a... If those monkey men, well, banana men, were right, and this belongs to, you know, the monkey king, I'm wondering if I could feel like a pole or something.
Are you saying you want to feel your pole in your bed?
Saying you want to pull my staff in my bed.
Okay.
But yeah, I want to see if I can get like a direction or like a sense, like I don't know, feel a presence in the distance or something, a connection.
Roll me a nature check. Nature.
Okay. I'm not terrible. I'm not good either. 10.
You feel a slight pull.
Okay.
Coming is hard to gauge. The only thing you can sense is south.
All right.
Southwest.
Great. Cool. My favorite place. All right. I'm going to keep that in mind, and I'm going to, over the next couple of days, keep trying to see if I can zero in a little bit more. But yeah, it's just kind of what I wanted to do.
Okay. Jensen, what are you up to?
Tonight, I drink. With Helen. The good Helen.
You drink with the good Helen?
Oh, wow.
Very nice. That's a throwback.
What a fucking pull.
I'm going to go back to that inn. I'm going to go drink with Helen. To Helen.
Oh, God. Where?
Because she partied hard.
She was a party.
Oh, she did. She was a boozer. So, yeah, I mean, you walk in there. It's still a little bit rioty in the streets, but she's going to look up. What can I get you? She's going to nod at you like, I remember you. Still have that line of credit.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Oh, what can I get you?
Helen, are you ready to have the night of your life? Open up that cabinet.
She's going to kind of look at you and go like, all right, yeah, let's see where the night takes us. She's going to open the cabinet and just go for the top shelf. Give me the line of credit first, please.
I'll just pay for like the first couple rounds of my own money that I have. Get her drunk first.
that was, and she's going to pour two shots. What are we toasting to?
To Helen, my best friend.
Oh, dearie. Oh, thank you. To Helen.
Yeah, it's fine if she thinks it's her.
She does. She totally does. You guys are going to knock back this bright green liquid. It's going to go down smooth at first, but then you kind of feel it randomly in your toes. Like a weird tingle. And I'm just going to have you make a roll later. Goshen, you're feeling your staff in your bed. Orduk, what are you doing?
I am staying up until Elray stops by. You know, wish her well and give her the sending stones. I wanted to speak with her before she left.
She's got kind of like she's going to come into the hall that has all the beds and everything. A few blankets are pulled. She's kind of going to come in and close a curtain behind her. Traveling cloak. She's got a kind of a satchel over one side. Kind of a big belt with a couple of pouches.
I realize that you've been through a lot being stuck here for so long. I don't understand some of the choices that you've made, but I don't presume to judge based on what I know of your history here. I just wanted to give you this, and I'm going to hand her one of the sending stones. You can feel free to use it as often as you want, or just as an emergency. If you call out, I'll do my best to come help. I understand your desire to get out of here, but I have to stay. I thought that Fae brought me to Westspring, but I don't think that was his doing. I think I was brought here to see what has become of Ironclad, and I'm going to fix it. So after you figure out what you need to figure out, just come back, and it'll be better.
I'll keep that in mind. Give these to your friend.
She kind of just hand you like a folder with just a bunch of single sheet notes in it.
I will. We will see the city clean again.
I hope so.
And she's gonna start to turn to go. Jensen, give me a Constitution saving throw.
That's what you want, John. I'll give you Constitution saving throw.
Oh, I know you will. I know you will.
13.
It's early morning. You wake up in a random bed. The slightly older halfling next to you.
That's fun.
It's not the first Helen you've woken up naked to.
Not for the same reasons, though.
That's what you thought.
On the floor next to you is just an odd assortment of clothing. More than just two people.
I'll look around the room.
Not the first time.
Nobody else is here.
I'm going to sneakily get the hell out of here.
take the best clothes. Go through them all. Pick the best.
No, I'm just going to get my clothes.
Roll me a stealth check.
Better be good. I have a +7.
There you go.
24.
Oh, yeah. You ride out.
Gone like the wind.
Goshen, how's your morning?
Uneventful, I suppose. Unless, like, my staff is flying out of the window or some shit. Probably pretty normal.
I mean, no, it's kind of still in your grasp.
What's
up? I'm not gonna continue. I'm not gonna continue. Ordok, an uneventful night for you.
Yep. I'm going to ask Ava or whoever is watching Talmor when he wakes up to come get me, and I'm going to be in the library. I'm going to start researching like the sort of recent history of Ironclad and my order, just to see if I can get some insight into what's been happening.
He's been up for an hour.
Oh.
And Talmor's kind of just laying there.
Well, I'll go talk to him instead. Hey, bud. How's it going?
Hey there.
How you feeling?
I feel like I'm on fire, but otherwise it's fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah. That'll pass. It took me a couple days, so you'll probably be fine by afternoon.
Yeah, these hands are fucking cool, though. I just kind of lift them up and, you know, like playing with my arms. Pretty cool.
Yeah. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but they're also pretty strong.
Yeah, I've noticed. And, like, you look kind of, like, reference to the wall and you see, like, you know, big holes in the cinder. Real durable.
Yeah, you gotta remember to be gentle.
What's that?
Not forceful.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
I don't want you to break my arm when you hit, like, tap my shoulder.
I'm going to tap his shoulder.
Roll me a strength check.
14.
Ordok takes a knee.
Like that, buddy. Okay. I don't want that to happen.
All right. I'm going to summon the axe. Does it pop up in my hand?
It appears in your hand.
What do I feel?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Super duper. I guess. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad. I don't know what I was expecting.
The only other person you know who has gear mail is Ordok.
I'm going to touch the edge of the axe, or like the handle of the axe, to his leg.
To his gear mail leg?
Yeah. Does this work?
Nothing.
Touch it to his other leg, I guess. I need a litmus test.
Do you let this happen, Ordoc?
No, I would step back. Be like, hey.
Hey, no. Yeah, it's probably fine. I'll dispel it. So, church? Do we have to go kill some more clergy people? Because, like, I'm pretty good at that, I guess.
I want to do a little bit of reading. So how about you find some food and work on...
I already ate. I've been up for an hour.
Well, you want to come to the library with me? Do you know how to be quiet? You know the quiet game?
I'm going to do some stretches. I'm going to go...
That sounds better.
Kind of maybe get with everybody and see if... Because I feel like if we're going to charge a group of, well, anybody, I want to be limber. And I got to... My back's real tight because, you know, the arms.
Bag.
And I'm kind of kinking on my joints because I was shoved in a bag for a really long time. Don't feel as...
Only 10 minutes at a time. It was fine.
Well, there's that, but it's really cramped in there. I don't know if you've ever been in a bag of holding.
I can't say I have.
Also, I haven't really worked out or done anything like, you know, movie for like a month and a half. And so I need to kind of get my wits about me. So I'm going to do that. I'll just be here whenever you get done with your reading. So, yeah. And I'm just going to start, like, doing push-ups and, like, sit-ups and, like, kind of just, you know, pre-workout kind of so.
Push-ups? Like, that's the one thing that doesn't need to be worked out.
Well, you know, push-ups are more than your arms. Your it's mostly gotcha. Your back, and that's what I'm working on. Back and chest. So, I'm gonna start doing that and just wait for them to come get me to kill things.
What exactly are you looking for, Ordoc?
I want to see if I can find, like, a synopsis of like the history of the order for the past 15 years. I just want to know what has been happening.
Everything involving the Order of Thaum is gone from the library. It was called back to the cathedral probably about 3 days ago.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm going to see if I can find Ava then and see if she knows. Mostly I just want to see, like, I'm trying to determine how, like, if we're dealing with just rampant extremism or if there's any saving grace to what the temple has been turned into.
So you're tracking down Ava?
Yeah.
You can see she's kind of in wrapping up a lecture. Not very many people are still going to studies here. It's more not really a educational lecture. It's more of just kind of like a lecture on here's what's going on. Do these things for the time being. Don't leave the tower. She kind of notices you, and after as it's kind of ramping down, she's gonna motion for you to come down to her.
Do you have any insight into the dealings of the order?
In regards to what exactly?
I want to know how twisted it's become in this city, or how many organizations they're tied into.
I know they have ties to the Syndicate, or at least they did. There's a small mercenary group led by someone who calls himself Piper that they're also tied to. For the past few years, I've had my suspicions in regards to condensing their churches, closing smaller ones, bringing the priests in for what they deem reunification. I'm sure you've heard the bells throughout the day in the square.
Yeah, that's a new practice to me.
It's been around for probably 3 years now, since Honheim has kind of ascended, and that was a whole other matter completely. It wasn't supposed to be him.
From what you can tell, is this a top-down directive, or are people... Is he leading through fear and intimidation, or is he leading through love?
It's hard to tell. I have no direct insight with Honomaim. The dragon was a nice touch. Blind devotion seems to be the main key currently.
How did he come to power? He was... My last interaction with Honomaim was... He was not a very noble man. How did he rise this far?
Again, this is all a hearsay. Some of his political opponents were sent on missions for the church. And either A, never returned, or B, found enough to keep them there and occupied.
So it sounds like he's got some pretty deep connections with the syndicate then, huh?
I believe so, yes. Or at least had deep connections with the syndicate.
From your view of the city's people, is the reputation of the Order forever tarnished, or can we recover it?
Honestly, I believe the people love the church. They were the only ones that dealt with the dragon. The Grey Cloaks refused to let us deal with it for obvious reasons. The guard themselves couldn't handle it. The Winged Shield is still wrapping up whatever crazy insanity happened in West Spring. The church was the only option. And they went and handled the dragon.
I suppose if they are not aware of all of the backdoor dealings, then maybe we can reframe the direction that the Order's going and work again with the city.
That would probably be within the best interest. Again, currently it's all hearsay.
Well, I appreciate the information. I'm gonna go see a man about a dog.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a phrase.
Yeah.
Gotta go talk to somebody. I'm gonna go kill a bitch.
Yeah.
Is there a word?
So as you, so you heading back up to Talmor and Goshen?
Yeah, I'll try to find the group.
I'd say about that time, Jensen's probably wrapping up that direction as well. And you all kind of meet by Talmor's bedside.
It's about a horse, not about a dog. My bad.
Man.
Oh, it is also a dog. There's two idioms.
What's up, bros? Do you even lift? Fucking get yoked.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on DoorDicePodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.